you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, Pam. This is the fifth time I've called. Now, what happened was I ordered a Wi-Fi extender for whatever it was, $7 and something or other for shipping. And I got it, and a couple of days later I saw on my bank statement that you charged me $49.97 or something like that. And I called up, complained, and he said, well, you do get a $125 gift card. So I said, well, okay, because I can't get a refund, he said. And I never saw the gift card, so I called up again. They said, well, we sent it out to my email and didn't get it. I called up again. I called up again. Same thing. We'll send it again, and nothing. So I'm really not getting happy here.
All right, sir. I can do a 35% refund on the charge for $49.97. Mr. Elvis
How much?
Eaton.
How much percent?
35% of the $49.97.
So that would be
roughly $17.48.
Well, I'll take that, I guess.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure why they're advising you. There is a $125 gift card, but it's actually in the account on the online gadget store. When you sign into it with your information, you will get $125 in there to use towards in-store purchases. That's what that is.
See, they never told me that.
Yes, sir. And I can give you the support email so they can resend you the email with the information to log on if you've got something to write with.
I got something to write with and something to write on.
Oh, okay. One second. Let me make sure I get the right one, okay? All right. Are you ready?
Give me a second here. I got to move stuff around here. All right.
It's support at try.
At what? Try?
At
try,
T-R-Y, yes, sir. Direct.
Okay.
Discount. Products.com. So it's one word, try direct discount products.com. So the whole email should say support at try direct discount products.com. And what you want to email them is you need an email sent with the link to the gadget store so you can use your $125 gift card to order other gadgets. But your account's canceled and you won't get anything else charged, and that refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, so and that the support at, is that's that little circle with the at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's all one word, trydirectdiscount.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how will they know it's me that's looking it up?
You're going to put your information in there. They'll know because your email's on there, and your email is used. The email you use to sign up for the account is, let's see, rfeaton52@hotmail.com.
Yep, that'd be me.
Yes, sir. So when you go and sign it and send it from you, just put your name, first and last name, and your address in there. I mean, your email address in there, and they'll know who to send it back to.
Okay. See, now, why wouldn't they have told me that before?
I'm not sure, sir. So I'm sorry you had to call back. But you're taken care of now, okay?
Okay. Well, I will go there as soon as I get done with what I'm doing, and I'll try that out. If not, I'll have to call you back. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
When you email them, sir, give them at least 48 hours to respond because they get a lot of emails for the support, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.